Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name is Justice, and I'm from a small town in Southern California. And I did just call about this. I'm sorry. I got another call, and my call cut off, you guys, so I apologize about that. But so this story happened in May of 2017, and I'm not really too sure if it was like maybe like a ghost or something like that, but, you know. So I live in, you know, there's two colleges in my town. There's Channel Islands University, and then there's also Kalu. And, you know, California Lutheran University. And Channel Islands, I'm pretty sure it opened in 2004, actually, as a college, or, you know, early 2000s. But before that, it was a mental hospital. And, you know, before, obviously, 2004 and all that, it used to still be just open to the public, kind of like as if they just left it down there. And not only, like, to get down there, to drive past it, is the road down there, like, really, like, sketchy. It's really, you know, just quiet and calm and there's like really nothing down there. So the road that takes you down there the quickest way, which is called Potrero, is it's just super eerie. Like driving down there alone at night, it's scary on its own. But so, you know, as a kid growing up, there was this like kind of like not really like an urban legend, but the slaughterhouse and the dairy farms that they had used for the mental ward had been completely left. Like they had been untouched. Like the whole university had obviously been left untouched, but you know, they slowly started renovating. And I believe maybe a year or 2 years ago, they had just finished completely changing the last building. And so the only things that are left of the old mental hospital are the slaughterhouse and the dairy farm. And as a kid growing up, we called it Scary Dairy. And, you know, not everyone knew where it was. Like, it was kind of like one of those things where it's like, you know, you find it or you don't. But no one really knew an exact location for it growing up until last May. A friend of mine who I'd known who had kind of always been there, he'd always posted on social media, like, oh, here, I'm at Scary Dairy. I asked him, like, hey, he's like, can you take us there? Because we had like nothing to do. It was almost 2 a.m. It was like 1 a.m. And he takes us there. And it's probably like a half mile walk through like bushes. And you have to like, kind of like hide yourself as you're going through there. And we get there. And it's probably about 14 of us. Like he brings like his four friends that are girls. And like it's all me and my friends. And we're walking up. And you know, first, you know, there's nothing really too sketchy about it. Like you get to it and it's just this like dark path. And you start walking through it. You know, we're all having a good time. I noticed that some people are a little bit more nervous than others. Like some people are just kind of like, oh, this is a little scary. But, you know, you keep walking. It looks like any other trail in Southern California. Like almost all the trails down here look the same, hiking trails. And I'm like, oh, you know, this isn't too bad. Like, I don't see what's so scary about this. And just, you know, all of a sudden, you kind of get this like dead stop and you just can see the old like slaughterhouse from a distance. And it's just like this ruin, like it's rusted. And, you know, obviously, there's graffiti everywhere, like, all down there. But, like, you can see that. And it's just, like, the middle of the night. And it wasn't, like, one of those nights where, like, the moon was out. Like, it was a dark night. And so we're just kind of stopped there, and we're staring at it. And I'm like, let's go. You know, like, let's go see it. Like, this is so cool. And as we start walking closer, he goes, wait, guys. Like, we're right next to it. Like, you know, you can see the whole, like, ruins, like, everything inside of it. He goes, wait, stop. And he goes, shh. And then immediately after, like, it's dead quiet after he does it, like, not even, like, 2 seconds after, something immediately goes back towards us, like a human voice saying that. And we all sprinted back, And we stopped like halfway back, like, dude, like, what was that? And our friend let us down there was like, he was laughing. He's like, oh, you know, like, I got you guys. Like, it was just a bird. Like, it's just a bat. Like, I hear this noise every time I come down here. And, you know, what I didn't really think about with my, like, adrenaline rush at the time was he regularly went down there with those four people he brought with us, and they were terrified. Like, they were like, we're going back to the car. We're going back to the car. Like, we've never heard this before. And, you know, wound up, like, two of my friends who were guys went back to our cars with them. You know, it was obviously, you know, it's like, we're not going to let them walk back by themselves. And, you know, we're just like, hey, like, you know, we've made it this far. Like, I'm not going to go back. You know, like, let's go see what it is. And, you know, I obviously didn't register to myself that, like, these people who have gone with him, you know, I've seen it in his social media posts, like, they've gone with him multiple times at night and throughout the day, and they have never heard this sound. Like, they're clearly afraid of it. You know, like, if it's something that they've heard regularly, they probably wouldn't be too scared of it. And, you know, I was telling my mom, who is a regular listener to this podcast, which is who she's the one who showed me this. Hey, Mom. I told her, I was like, Mom, like, we heard this noise that sounded like a human shush. And she's like, I'm like, but we, you know, it's just a bat. We figured it was just a bat. And she looks at me, she's like, I don't know. I've never heard a bat go shush. And, like, it hit me, like, in that moment. Like, this is a few days after. But, like, it hit me in that moment, and, like, I don't know what that is. But so, you know, we keep on going, and we get to the dairy farm. And the dairy farm, I want to say, is probably the coolest part about it, because the dairy farm is actually open. You can actually walk into this, and, you know, obviously it's like, we didn't know what it was. And there's like, you know, the showers where I guess they clean everything. I'm not sure, you know, how dairy farm works, but, and even that is like really eerie. Like, people have like spray painted all over, and it's not just like the normal like spray paint. It's like some people have put like really just like eerie things on the walls, like things like, oh, like, what's this? But, you know, it's really dark and it's really eerie. And it's just like, you know, like every corner you walk around, it's just like, you go, yeah, you go first, dude, you go first. But, you know, that's my story. You know, definitely, I felt this presence of definitely being watched throughout the entire time that I was there. And since then, I've gone back probably, you know, three or four times with other people. And one of my times when I was going back, I was actually just driving past it. It's funny, because like, once you figure out where it is, it's so plain, it's so blatantly obvious, like, where it is. Like, it's like, I did not know that it was there. It's obviously like a trail that hikes back, but it's kind of just like, that makes the most sense to where it would be, because it's like the campus road follows into it, like the back road to the campus. So it's like obviously like they would, you know, do everything over there and they transport it. But like in my research of this land, like this first one I'm not too sure about, but like, you know, we had a lot of native tribes in our area. You know, I'm not too close from like the Chumash Casino out here and stuff like that, but like apparently this was a place where they slaughtered like a bunch of like the natives there. And this, like I was telling that, I hadn't told this one of my friends, but me and her were driving past it, and I was like, yeah, like, well, have you ever been? She's like, oh, yeah, I tried to go once on Halloween, and as we were going there, like, we didn't really experience anything weird, but we heard, like, tribal chants, and I was just like, it hit me right there, like, that, like, you know, that makes sense, like, that could be where that's coming from, like, maybe it's, like, the spirit or something like that, like, I don't know if that makes sense, and like, I told her, I was like, that's crazy, because, like, this happened, you know, like, this is something, like, that happened there a long time ago. She's like, oh, like, you know, that's crazy. But, you know, beyond that, and then, you know, obviously there's some stuff like, you know, some of the patients did die while in the slaughterhouse and stuff like that, because they weren't very monitored very well. You know, because it was like they would let the patients kind of do the butchering and all that, because, like, they would want them to kind of have, like, an experience, a real world job. But, you know, that's really all I have to say. I'm sure this is a little bit more different than the average story that calls in. And, you know, obviously I love hearing every story that comes in. And, you know, I really enjoy this podcast. I love listening to this with my mom. We work at the same place. Like, you know, as we drive into work, we listen to this podcast every day. So definitely a great listen. Thank you for all the quality content and for everything you guys do. Thanks for letting me call in. All right, take care.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. finally something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed metals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed metals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.